Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 182 of the Video Game Music Podcast, featuring only third and fourth generation video game music, with a couple of exceptions.
Big news. Or big event.
Big news. Not big event, but yeah. This is our... this is our best of year in review episode.
Yes.
This is a an annual event that takes place at the Legacy Music Hour. Every year, we look back, and Rob and I pick our favorite tracks that we discovered that year and play it on the show, that either one of us played on the show. So... it had to be new to us in that last year. And we usually do this in October, but it crept up on us unexpectedly. So we're doing it in November. But all of these tracks will be our best discoveries of everything from November to, or October to September of 2015 to 2016, if that makes sense. And before we get into that, do you have any top of the show business that you want to mention? Because there's things I want to mention, actually.
Oh, you go first.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, the truth is we recorded a couple episodes back to back recently, so we haven't actually recorded in a couple months.
Right.
And in that time, I've been playing a lot of video games, and I've been catching up on a lot of the things I've acquired recently. And I kind of wanted to go through some of those games and give you little brief reviews of them. Would you like to hear about that?
Sure.
All right. Well, one game I played a little bit of was Super Uno.
Uno. Uno.
Super Uno. Uno. Uno.
Yes.
Uno.
I'm very familiar.
I didn't get to that track because it was that's the staff roller ending track, and I never made it that far. But I was playing Super Uno with my sister, and we were having fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's classic Uno. I mean, it is Uno, but there's characters you can pick from, and you know, you can play with these characters and they have personalities. I tried out Super Mahjong Taikai, but I just can't. I tried to learn how to play Mahjong online on YouTube, watching YouTube videos, but it's kind of hard, you know? I don't know how to... I mean, it's not that it's kind of hard, it's just kind of... I think I need somebody to walk me through it, the rules to Mahjong.
I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
Yeah. So, I don't know, that's still a work in progress. I started playing Umihara Kawase, I started really kind of digging in, actually, last night. And that game's kind of hard, actually. But it's interesting. You have this fishing line, and you're this girl with a backpack, and you're these giant fish that you're catching, and you're trying to get through these doors. And I don't know, it's a weird, kind of hard game. I played Yume Penguin Monogatari. It's a Konami game. It's the game, we've heard music from it before. You're Penta, the penguin, and you're overweight, so your girlfriend leaves you. And she has this new boyfriend who sends his bad guys out to... you have to go through these levels, and they throw food at you, and you have to avoid the food, because if you touch the food, you eat it and you become fatter.
I remember we talked about that once.
Yeah, you have to become thin.
Yes.
And you have to drink these weight loss drinks to become thinner. So, you know, you have like the big weight, and then you have your normal weight, and then you have thin weight, and you always have to be thin enough by the end of the level. And if you don't beat the level and you're not thin enough, then the girlfriend says you lose, basically.
Right.
So anyway, it's a really cute game, actually. Very cute and very easy. And Yumi Penguin Monogatari. I liked it, though. I enjoyed it. The music is really good. And it's a quirky concept. I played Radical Dreamers. Mm-hmm. This was a game that was released for the Satellaview, the online Super Famicom situation. And I kind of had some issues with Radical Dreamers in that, I was playing a translated version of the game on a reproduction cart. Mm-hmm. It's not really a reproduction because it never came out on cart, but I feel like the translators who are Demiforce, I believe, took a lot of liberties with the translation. And there was just stuff in the translations that I felt like that's not how it really actually would have been if it was released from the Japanese, if I was able to interpret I just don't think the translation was that accurate. You know, I don't think it was the way that the Japanese writers intended it, I think. And I feel like, especially with the humorous parts or the comedic parts, I feel like the humor was, I don't know, I feel like there was liberties taken with the humor. And there was also bad words and stuff in it, and I feel like I don't think that's what they intended, I think. That's my guess. It just didn't feel accurate to me. I don't know.
And you're saying the translation seemed off.
I think so. I feel it did. I feel like they were just taking liberties. And I think they also took liberties with the way the characters sounded. I think because Radical Dreamers is a kind of sequel to Chrono Trigger. Mm-hmm. And then the next game that came out was, I think, a PlayStation game called Chrono Cross. And there's a character in Chrono Cross that's sort of similar or based on this character from Radical Dreamers, and that character is Australian and has an Australian accent. And so I feel like the translators that informed the translators on how to translate that character in Radical Dreamers, and they made her have an Australian accent even though it's just text. Radical Dreamers, by the way, is just like a text adventure, basically. It's right. All text.
Right.
And so they made her say mate a lot and stuff like that, and I don't know if it's actually really like that in the original. Anyway.
Mate as in friend?
Yeah.
Dude?
Dude and dudettes, yes.
Right. Right, mate.
And anyway, it was, I played through 6 of the 7 different storylines that you can play through, and, mm-hmm. I don't know, I wasn't really satisfied with the translation, personally. I don't know. So I just, unless you know Japanese, I don't know. It's an interesting game, though, to go through. It's a text adventure, basically, for the Super Nintendo.
Have you seen the movie Battle Royale?
Yes, I have.
There's a comedian.
Yes,
Chris Tinkle. Who has a joke about
I think we talked
transition.
About this on the podcast, actually, yeah.
The very ending, when it's a dramatic scene, and he says, I always wanted to tell you were so cool. It didn't seem right. If he would have said, I always wanted to tell you were so cool, mate, then maybe it might have been up.
Right.
I would have believed it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Actually, I think, to me, when I saw that, and you said, I always wanted to tell you you're so cool, to me, that sounds Japanese to me. That sounds like something you'd see in a Japanese movie, I don't know. But anyway, all right. So moving on, Puyo Puyo 2. I got that game for the Mega Drive. And it's a neat puzzle game, but it's kind of hard also if you're playing against the computer. I mean, I can't get past the second guy. I just got to get used to the game, and you got to do all these chains and stuff. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. It kind of reminds me of Tetris Attack, kind of. I played YY World, Konami's YY World. Uh-huh. This was this all-star game that came out for the Famicom, and it has all these Konami characters all in one. You have Simon Belmont, you have Mikey from Goonies 2, and you have Goemon from, the Gambari Goemon games, and you have King Kong from King Kong 2, and some other stuff, and Gradius, the Vic Viper's in it, and mm-hmm. to the Twinbee, and everything's all in one in one game. You go to these different. Basically, the premise is that Konami World gets attacked by these aliens, and you have to go to these different lands, and each land is like a Konami game, and you have to rescue a character from that game. So you have to go to the Castlevania kind of land and rescue Simon. And once you rescue him, you can play as him. And so it has the music from all these different games all in one, and it has some original music as well. And it's kind of hard, actually, this game, okay. YY World. And I really grew really fond of the game, and my experience was really, I started to get kind of, I still am thinking about the game. I didn't play it too long ago, actually. I played it really like a week ago or something. And I guess because I beat it and it was hard, and you really kind of have to use all the characters, I started to get kind of attached to the characters. Okay. Or I felt really connected that I, along with all these Konami characters, we all kind of teamed up together and beat the game.
I see.
And because you're kind of sometimes struggling to beat it, you know, you're low on life with one of your characters, you switch over to the other character, mm-hmm. and then you can, you know, you have that much life to get through it. And some levels, I'm barely escaping the level with just a little bit of life in all these characters. Or some of them have died off already and stuff, right. And you have to bring them back to life. Anyway, it was a real journey that I took with these Konami characters, and I don't know, it made me really have a strong fondness for the for these characters, you know?
Right.
I mean, I think about them every day now.
That is something.
Yeah, you know? So, I think there's some buggy things about the game a little bit, but mm-hmm. I had a real emotional experience with YY World. I also played YY World 2, the sequel. So, the first one came out in 88, this one came in 91. This time, they kind of did a super deformed version of all the characters, and included some new ones as well, like Bill Reiser from Contra, you can play as him, but they're all kind of cute versions of them, you know, and you can play as, and anyway, that one is a really easy, super easy game, but has really good music though, actually, and I discovered some new tracks, and I'd listened to that soundtrack before, and I for some reason overlooked these tracks, but there's some really good tracks in that game, and we'll be hearing from that game in a few episodes, or in the next couple of episodes. And finally, I wanted to mention this game Inside, which is a new game that came out. I played through that, found all the secrets, but there's one last thing I'm trying to figure out, but what a great game Inside is. Wow. It's a new game. And I can't believe how good it is. I just loved it. Inside, it's a kind of a side-scroller platformer made by the makers of Limbo.
What's it for?
I think you can get it for PlayStation 4, mm-hmm. and you can get it on Steam.
Yes.
And it's just great.
Great.
Really good game. Anyway, that's the video game roundup here. Sorry if that took a long time, if that was boring, and I know that's kind of taken away from the main event stuff. But there's other stuff I want to mention, but I'll wait till. Why don't we get into some tracks and we'll get into that other stuff? Does that sound all right?
Yeah, I'll mention my other stuff and then.
Oh, because you have stuff too.
I'll drop it. I'm going to drop that because I want to get right to it.
Yeah, you want to get into it. So anyway, I apologize to people if that was boring or, you know, it's been a couple months since we recorded and, you know, I felt like I wanted to just get those things off my chest, especially that YY World stuff. So here's the scoop. When we do this best of year in review thing, we usually do our top 10 tracks of the year, but this time, because there's less episodes to pick from, there's only 11 episodes to pick from, we're not doing it like that. We're going to just do our top five. So, we're just doing our top five tracks, and I don't know what Rob's tracks are, and he doesn't know what my tracks are, and we're going to start with number five and work our way up to number one.
Yes.
And it's kind of like it's a countdown to the new year, because after this episode, that will signify the beginning of a new year for us, because that's when we started the podcast, is in October, October 2010. So this is our best of year in review, number 5, kind of rounding up our 5th year. We skipped a year, that's why it's not 6. And so, yeah, let's get into your number 5, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, when we get to our number 1s, I'll mention my runner-ups also, but like before mentioning the number 1s.
Shall we begin?
Go.
Okay. I'm going to get things going here with number 5, something that I discovered this year. Alistair Brimble is the name of the composer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
SNES is the name of the system.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this?
Almost. Almost. I know it. Some kind of racing game, maybe.
Man. The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, the Lawnmower Man. Yeah. That's what I meant by racing, is that, you know, he's racing the lawnmower.
That's my number 5.
Okay.
Main theme.
Okay.
Coming in at number 5 in 2016's countdown for Rob F. Soich, the Lawnmower Man. So that is a soundtrack that that was new this year, and
yeah.
I'll tell you something, it's a hot track.
It gets very kind of spiritual at this part here, almost, you know,
right.
Almost kind of uplifting, you know.
Sure.
Right here. You know what I mean? Just, you look up at the sky at this part, and you just see the sun kind of shining through the clouds.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, at least. I was looking up at the lights here in the studio. This sounds so 80s right here, this part. Speaking of the studio, we should mention where we are right now.
We're back in the studio. What's the name of the studio again?
Well, it's a user. Who was it? Do you remember which user it was? Mentioned it should be called the Gabe Cube.
Gabe Cube, yes.
The Gabe Cube.
Gabe is now deemed the Gabe Cube.
By the way, did you know that, this is one thing I was going to mention, that I was writing Gabe an email a little while ago, and I accidentally typed a B instead of a G, because the B is actually pretty close to the G on the keyboard.
Babe Cube.
And I call him, well, I just call him Babe. Hi, Babe. Babe. I said, hey, Babe. And I just left it because I thought, all right, I'll go with that. Oh. Oh, whoa, 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 hold on. Wow. Wait a second here. Wait, what was that? Hold on a second. Whoops. Sorry. I think, did that end or something?
It kind of. Kind
of. I didn't realize that it had an ending. Hold on. I think there's an ending to this, and I think it's the lawnmower. It sounds like it's the lawnmower.
Just running out of gas?
Yeah, kind of a thing, you know? Didn't it sound like that? I'm just going to cruise through this real quick.
Didn't quality.
It was what?
That guy quality. Now misses.
Is what? Oh, quality. Okay, yeah. Hold on, that's Andy Jones, right?
Wait, so what's the name of the studio, Gabe Cube?
Rafelson Media.
Wait, what was that again?
RMC.
RMC. Yeah, so we're back.
Wait, hold on. Here's this lawnmower thing, I think. Maybe it wasn't, actually. I think that was just some weird sound.
Or the start of the next track, perhaps?
Maybe it was. No, here... Yeah, no, nothing. Yeah, okay. No, never mind. That was a false alarm right there.
Hit the beginning of that track again.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about being back here at RMC.
Okay. So, here's the thing. We are not in the same room that we recorded in last time.
I think now we're a little more legitimate. A little more legit.
Well, we're now in a down... We're downstairs.
Right.
And we're actually not allowed to be upstairs right now.
Oh, yeah. That's... Okay. Well... There's some business happening up there.
Basically, there's apparently a high-profile guest recording up there right now.
Right.
So, I don't know if maybe it's... We're not allowed to use... We actually recorded in the kitchen of the studio, but we're thinking that Alan Thicke must be in the kitchen right now.
He must be back, yeah.
He must be cooking some pasta up for his boy and his friends, you know?
Yeah. Robin. Robin and the boys.
Robin and the boys, yeah. Rob F. Thicke. or somebody's up there.
Well,
baking cookies for you know, somebody.
I'm glad that our last two. I'm glad that we're back at the studio. Mm-hmm. Our last two episodes probably were certified platinum. So
yeah,
we're back here dropping another track.
Yeah, that's right.
Laying them down and just gonna keep churning out the hits.
Yeah,
that's what we do at LMH. We make hits.
You know how I called Gabe Babe? Mm-hmm. I said, oh, hey, Gabe. Or I said, hey, Babe, blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's also called the Gabe?
Yeah.
But then you, in that context, you call him the Babe.
The Babe. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the Babe studio. Anyway, the Babe Cube.
Babe Cube.
Or the Babe. Yeah, all right. Okay, well, anyway, that's so... Yeah. Well, look, I'm my number five. I'm going to move on to my number five. And this is from a track that I learned about from LMH Head Ed. User LMH Head Ed. From the arcade game Racing Hero. We're going to hear BGM 1. And this is from composer Hikoshi Hashimoto. So here it is. This is my number five from Racing Hero. That's music from Racing Hero for the arcade. Music by Hikoshi Hashimoto. That's BGM 1.
So good.
Yeah. Just it's got a classic sound to it, and just really catchy. When I first heard that track, I just found myself, humming it to myself all the time. You know, I just couldn't stop with it. You know, it's just it was racing through my mind. You know, that track.
See.
But anyway, that's my number 5, and it's just very sing-alongable. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. Oh, you know what's good too? In the very beginning, when you hear the drums, they kind of come in a stereo kind of way. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Here, check this out. Listen to the drums, the toms. You know, that's nice, right? I think that's nice right there. I like that. You know. Yeah, this is a good track. I like it. By the way, just to switch gears for a second here, I wanted to mention, this is another top of the show thing I wanted to mention. User Chris, he brought this to my attention. The title theme, this is totally, I know this sounds weird because we're kind of all vibing on this song right now, but, actually, let's wait. Let me wait. I'm wait on that because I want to thoroughly appreciate this track first, and then we'll talk about it. This part's so good.
Oh, you hit that so beautifully.
Da 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 da. That's so sing-alongable right there, I think, you know?
Nice set of pipes on you there, Brent.
Well, I gotta say, it was actually really hard to get some of those higher notes there. Mm-hmm. I really had to reach for those. This is another uplifting track. All right. Here's what I was gonna say about Chris. He brought this to my attention that the title theme to Punch-Out, right? You know Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yes.
Or actually just Punch-Out is actually the music from... It's actually a cover. It's an adapted piece of music from 1958.
The one that... When it starts off... That's from 1958?
Yes. And basically, there was some kind of show called the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports Boxing.
What?
Yeah, it was boxing, and it was, and it's actually called the Look Sharp March. That's what the piece is called. It's the Look Sharp March, and it's from the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports Boxing. And 1958. So adapted for that. Isn't that interesting? That's not an original.
That's new. This is breaking. Yeah. Kind of.
Check it out. Look it up online. You can find the show.
Who sent this information to you?
User Chris.
Chris.
Yeah. Hmm. Chris, who actually is the one who did an 8-bit rendition of Marbles, of that track Marbles. I don't know if you remember that. We played it on the... I don't think we played it, but I told people maybe to check it out or something like that. He's been doing 8-bit renditions of things. Chris Leon. I don't know. I think he's okay with mentioning the last name. Anyway. I just thought I'd mention that also. Anyway, good track, Racing Hero. Just to bring it back to that.
Moving on.
Number four zone.
Number four, I've got a track from the game Kokoron.
Oh, Kokoron, yeah.
Kokoron.
Yeah.
Famicom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stage theme 2.
Yeah. This is a good track, definitely.
Let's hit this.
All right.
Extra emphasis on this Kokoron.
Kokoron.
Stage theme. Two.
Yeah, and this is music by Yoshiji Yokoyama and Takashi Tateshi, who did the music to Mega Man 2, actually. Yeah, this is a great choice here. Great choice. It's, we mentioned this before, but it kind of sounds like the Neverending Story a little bit.
Right.
We mentioned this when it was played the first time. But yeah, it's got a great driving drum beat to it, you know?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. That's nice, yeah. Yeah, I love this track. Love this track. This is so good.
Hey, I wanted to mention that I had my picture in a local paper up in Port Town.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They did
a
little interview with
me. That's right.
And you had been talking about me naming my shop Super Famicuts.
That's right, yeah.
And you know, I said I would consider it, but what I thought was really very interesting.
I also was pushing the idea that you should make the whole place video game themed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the guy, the reporter came by and he did an interview, took my picture, and I saw the interview. I read the interview, and I sent you a copy of the front page because my picture's on the front page, and it says Cutman on it with my name and what page the interview's on. But I thought that was very interesting that they just called me Cutman.
Yeah, and you didn't really, in the interview, stress anything about video games or anything.
No, but he just said,
the energy is there. You know, they there's a natural tendency towards video game stuff.
You know, now that I think about it, the reporter kind of had a wily vibe. I'm thinking, yeah, there might be something there.
Uh-huh.
He kind of had that wily vibe.
Oh, it's fitting that you talked about this during this track because it's, you know, one of the composers is the Mega Man 2 composer, actually.
And I just want to let all the users out in Port Town know that the Sega Genesis is set up. Street Fighter 2, the bouts have been going on.
Oh, yeah? People have been playing
each other?
Have you been playing people?
I have one official six-button controller from Sega. I ordered three total, but two of them are jacked.
Oh, really?
So then I ordered another aftermarket one, but the aftermarket one is just... it's such a piece of plastic garbage. It's just not, it's not legit at all. So I can't really get down with the plastic one because it's so light. The buttons, it just doesn't feel right.
No.
So I got another official six button.
Yeah, you gotta have to.
But the Street Fighter 2 is legit. Everyone's super into that. NBA Jam has been a massive hit. People love NBA Jam, including myself.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
I've got some other games that I play as well, but that's another story I'll save for later.
Oh, this episode, okay.
Yeah, I introduced the younger generation to the Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And they didn't like it.
No, no, not so much.
Really? Oh, wow.
I'll
okay.
tell you the story
okay.
afterwards.
All right. Well, what anyone can enjoy regardless of generation is this track right here. Just what a track. By the way, it's Slick Vic who told me about this track.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this part right here. So good. That part's so good. That's my favorite part right there, actually. That's my favorite part. All right, so my number four, okay? I mean, look, that was a great track. You had a great track picked out.
Yeah.
My number four is from Bounty Sword.
Bounty Sword.
Bounty
yes,
Sword.
Yes.
Okay, this is a Super Famicom game, and we're going to hear the main theme. This is music by Kohei Tanaka. Here it is, the main theme from Bounty Sword. Number four on my top five of the year, best of year in review, Legacy Music Hour. This is the main theme from Bounty Sword, music by Kohei Tanaka for the Super Famicom. It's just a really well orchestrated piece with lots of dynamic.
Oh, you have to explain what
I
you
will,
just
I'll
did.
I will explain it. Basically, when we were listening to the track, there's this part of the piece that it just makes it sound like there's an upset stomach, you know? Like, it makes it sound like you have an upset stomach, and then you just shoot out, you know, whatever happens when you have an upset stomach. And I'm not talking about stuff in the mouth. You know what I mean?
Sure,
It reminds me of a Pepto-Bismol commercial or something,
okay.
You know?
Oh, right,
and
right.
In a good way, too, you know? Mm-hmm. It just, there's a lot of dynamic to it, you
right.
know? Because this is a great piece of music, and it goes to this upset stomach place, and then you just get hit with diarrhea. Here comes right here.
What's that? Are you all right, Brent?
Well, it's here's where.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm think I'm okay. Yeah.
You don't look well. Some. A little pale.
Well. Yeah. Oh, my stomach is a little upset right here. I gotta go to the bathroom, actually. I'll okay. Oh, I didn't make it.
You didn't make it. I see you running up the stairs now.
Right. But I'm already soaked.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Oh, I didn't make it.
But doesn't that part sound like a stomach ache? It sounds like Pepto-Bismol, right, like a Pepto-Bismol commercial or something like that. Anyway, this is such a great piece of music. And by the way, that doesn't degrade this track at all, that imagery. It increases it. I mean, it upgrades it. Upgrades. This is so good, this track. Listen to the demo. Yeah. The strong theme. There's this one part too that's really nice. This part right here, coming up right here. This part right here is so nice. With the bells. I love that part, yeah. By the way, after the diarrhea part, there's it sounds like Rygar. You got like a Rygar section.
Okay.
Kind of. It's got this Baroque. It's a Baroque Rygar. Here it comes. The Rygar coming. It's going to come out. Shoot out the Rygar. Stomach ache part. Diarrhea. Okay, here comes Rygar. You know what I mean?
I like it.
That's that Rygar right there. You know what it's like? It's like I had really bad diarrhea, and then Rygar came to save me.
Yes.
Rygar came running up the stairs to save me, yeah. Anyway, that's Bounty Sword. Bounty is also the brand name of a certain paper towel, which would come in handy in a situation like that, I think.
Industrial greed. Moving on to number Trey.
Yeah, number three. Wow, we're getting close here to the number one track.
Number three for me. Shin Megami Tensei If.
Okay, I think I know the track you're referring to, I think. Actually, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Super Famicom.
Mm-hmm.
Atlas.
Oh, is this the one with that funky bass?
You know which one I'm talking about.
I think so.
Number three.
Wait, what's the name of the track?
Atlas.
Oh, Atlas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think this is the... No, for some reason I thought that was the something else. But yeah, okay, that's... Yeah, that's the funky bass, I think. All right, let's find out.
Come on down. We'll be right back. Shitokai is the name of the track.
That's what I thought.
Atlas is the name of the company.
I mean, I didn't remember what the name of the track was, but I knew that. Right. I thought Atlas was the company. Yeah,
had it backwards.
Yeah. But
Number three.
This is a good track. Yeah, Shitokai. This is what I meant by the funky bass. It's not really a funky bass, but it's just a really cool bass, you know?
Oh, it's funky.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like slap bass funky, but it's good. And it's kind of like, it really reminds me of The Art of Noise, you know, that... Uh-huh. I think I said this exact thing last time, but it sounds like that... It reminds me of that Art of Noise. I forgot what the song is called, but it's with the little girl. The music video has a little girl, like the little punk girl, and they're destroying all the instruments and stuff. The guys are destroying all the instruments. Anyway, also the beginning is totally Vogue. Also,
right?
It sounds like, you know, Madonna Vogue.
You want to hit that beginning again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Strike a pose. All right. I love how the bass comes in here. Yes. I like the piano too. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I wanted to give a shout out to the Mad Gear band.
Oh, Mad Gear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sending me a mixtape. Which
on an audio cassette.
On an audio cassette. Mm-hmm. And I have a tape player. And this tape is now in the rotation in the music in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well done. It's so good. Well, you'll see.
I'm gonna get a copy myself soon.
Right.
It's covers. The video game music cover band, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mad Gear.
But it's so well done, and the concept for the mixtape. Oh, this part's so good right here.
I know, it is good. It is good. Yeah, it is good.
But I wanted to thank Mad Gear because it's such a something fresh for my music library to play in the shop.
Yeah.
Because I have started to play more
video game music. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, well, I guess I'll wait to the next track to. Yeah, I'll wait for the next track to mention my next thing here. Anyway, good choice. Nice choice. Wait, let's just hear this part again. It's good. This part is the part you like. Yeah. I love that bass. The bass is so neat. And then, boom, just one note. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Love that. The piano is so good. All right. I'm going to move on to my number three here. All right. You getting excited to find out what my number one is?
I'm excited for both of our reveals.
Are you excited about my number three?
Yeah.
I think you should be.
Here we go.
You ready for my number three?
Yeah.
Kokoron.
Are you serious?
Stage theme two, yeah.
What?
So, yeah.
Kokoron.
Yeah. I mean, you might have, there was a little bit of a hint when I was showing how much enthusiasm I had for the track, you know, I was like, oh, this track is so good. Well, it's so good enough to be my number three.
Right.
It was your number four, right?
Right.
My number three.
Right.
Now, this hasn't happened before.
This has never happened.
We've never, our top tens in the past have never, we've never had any cross-platforming happening. Bang. We never had any cross-platforming.
Right.
And I guess we always thought, we always thought, okay, what if we do have the same, we share the same tracks on our top 10? Well, I guess we would just play the track
again.
We'll play it again, I guess.
Play it again, Sam.
Yeah. So once again, this is Kokoron Stage Theme 2, Yoshiji Yokoyama and Takashi Tateshi. This is for the Famicom. Also a cool game that I got this game this last year, and it was good. It was fun. So here it is again. And you know why I think this happens? Why this happened, by the way, that we shared a track?
Yes.
Is I feel like our pool of tracks to select from was kind of smaller, you know? Because right. Not only is there only 12 episodes or 11 episodes to pick from, but also a lot of the not as many of the tracks are new to me as well. You know what I mean? I'm more familiar with a lot of the stuff we've been playing at this point, you know, that I'm not discovering as much stuff, you know? So right. There's less for me to pick from that in those 11 episodes, there's less stuff that's actually new material, you know? So anyway, yeah. Every year the pool gets a little smaller, but I always discover, actually lately I've been discovering, and we'll be hearing this in the next couple episodes, I've been discovering new Nintendo stuff that I hadn't heard before, just really good stuff, and there's just always new stuff out there. Just I guess I haven't been as aggressive at finding new stuff lately, because I've been looking through all these past track set lists or whatever, and tracks I never got to and stuff like that, and that's what I've been playing a lot of that stuff, so that's why I haven't been as aggressively discovering new stuff. Plus it is kind of work to discover new music. You have to kind of listen to soundtracks and stuff. Anyway, here we go. Number three for me, Kokoron, Stage Theme 2. We're hearing it for the second time. Top 5 of the year, Kokoron, Stage Theme 2, Yoshiji Yokoyama and Takashi Tateshi. I like this right here. Dun, 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 dun. This part's the best right here. That part's so good. My favorite part. Anyway, this is a good track. I mean, nice. We already kind of talked about it, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, but you know what? So Slick Vic is the one who, user Slick Vic, mm-hmm. Slickter Victor, is the one who suggested this soundtrack to me. And I think he even said that this track in particular was his track of the year when he did discovered it, you know.
Okay.
And anyway, speaking of him, he asked us a question. He sent us an email, I think. And I thought I'd share this question with everyone.
Yes.
He asks, Slick Vic asks, if you created a playlist of VGM music that represented a typical day in your life, what songs would you have in your playlist? To make it easier, there is no console/arcade generation restriction. The music can cover from the early days of VGM music to current music.
That's a loaded question.
It is.
That can go in many directions.
Yeah.
Up, down, left, right, all over the place.
Yeah, sure. It can go in all kinds of different directions. Up, down, left, right, B, A.
Yes.
Select.
Have you thought about that? How to answer that?
You know, the truth is, I thought I'd maybe brainstorm it with you here.
Okay.
Maybe you and I can create our day together.
Okay.
Maybe it's you and I spending the day together.
Sure, sure.
It's a playlist for our day together.
Oh, okay.
Not just our own personal day.
Right.
Or, what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any ideas off the top of your head?
Something
to wake up to. What's something to wake up to?
I
know exactly what it is.
I wouldn't mind waking up to some Itadaki Street.
Oh, great choice.
That would be some
You know
good
what? You know
up.
What? All right, I'm going to take that. Mm-hmm. But let me start it off a little earlier than that. That's sort of after you wake up, but I'm saying you wake up to, I don't know if you remember this track from Gimmick, is called Good Morning.
Interesting.
You know that track?
Sure. I don't remember.
You know, San Gabriel Sentimental, mm-hmm. San Gabriel sang along to it.
Oh, okay.
And that, do you remember that?
Right.
So that track, I'm thinking, you wake up to that track,
right.
And then you segue into Itadaki Street.
I like Gimmick and Itadaki Street in the morning.
That really works for me. That works for me. Because basically, let's say you just, I feel like Itadaki Street, that's sort of brunch. You go, you wake up, you kind of get ready in the morning, and then you transition into breakfast / brunch. Itadaki Street is what's happening there.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. That really works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Good.
Then you move on to the noontime. What's going on
there? What's at the noon hour? What's on at the noon hour?
I don't know, actually. What do you think? I know what happens at night.
What are you thinking at night?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing would be to say is Streets of Rage intro. But I don't know. Maybe that's a little too intense. Because we're sharing the day here.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm feeling more Mysterious Planet. Smurf's Nightmare. Mystery Planet.
Something like that. Right.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a nice.
But that's actually like kind of. Yeah. Later. Yeah. That's not too late, but that's later in the evening. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
What else is there? Oh, I know what. Well, maybe like midday would be the hang glider music from Track and Field 2.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It's kind of very pumped.
Oh, pumped.
It's pumped. And it has a few different movements to it, kind of, you know. You got any sort of evening, early evening time music you got in mind? I don't know. There's so much to pick from.
There is.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we did really well with that
for
the morning.
First
yeah,
half of the
day. And that was. I mean, it's a loaded. Like you said, that's a lot to ask actually. But I think we came up with those pretty quickly. Actually,
I'm sweating.
Those were great. Both great ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all right, we'll come back to it maybe if we think of something.
Coming down to the final ones, Brent.
Yeah.
Number two.
Well, number two already happened during my Bounty Sword track, actually.
That's right. Racing Hero.
I already did my number two, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Racing Hero.
Oh. Oh, okay.
BGM 1. That's right, Brent. Another
crossover. Cross-platformer.
Intermingling.
Wow.
Inter-platform
so
mingling.
So, my number 5 is your number 2.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How did this happen? We just talked
it's
about
it. It's the smaller pool.
Smaller
pool to pick from at this point.
Right.
There's less to know about, less to discover.
But that makes these discoveries that much more meaningful.
But by the way, I bet you the next year's best of review, there's going to be a lot more to pick from for me because I'm discovering a lot of new stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Just give a little hint about next year's countdown.
Hikoshi Hashimoto.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is a great track. I don't need to tell you that.
Let's hit it. Play it again.
BGM 1. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, mate. Racing hero. Oh, man. A question for all the mates out there. What'd you think of that? Two times.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I mean, you know, it's interesting because it's, you know, I mean, I guess we can conclude already this at this point into the episode that the tracks of the year, since they were both on both our lists, are Racing Hero and Coconone, you know? Kind of, you know?
Yeah.
If we were going to create our day together.
Oh.
You know what? We might have to put these right in there, you know? We have to put...
Oh, this would be a good afternoon.
This is going
jam.
Home. This is driving home from work, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. This is for the...
You know what I mean? I imagine we did our work. We recorded our episode at the, you know, studio, you know? Gabe Cube, you know?
Right.
We're driving home. We got the top down.
Outrun style.
Yeah. You know, your hair is blowing in the wind and stuff.
Oh, man.
You know what's cool is that one really good part of this track, it's all good, but there's this part right here. At the end of the track, it repeats a lot.
Yes.
You know? Because it's almost like this is the... kind of chorus, and it kind of almost it just repeats it a lot of times because it knows it's good,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It knows it's good, right?
It just drops it right here, but you don't even know what is in store by the end of the track.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you think, oh, I wanted to hear more of that a little bit, and then it says, okay, well, just you wait. Yeah, this is good. This is good. Sort of 4 or 5 o'clock in the sort of afternoon, you know, summer afternoon, you know,
afternoon drive time.
Yeah, but you're also cruising though. There's no traffic too, a little bit. Because it's going to do that part coming up. This is so good right here. And you know, even though it repeats a bunch of times, it doesn't get old to me. I'm saying even this part right here. It's powerful.
Powerful. Empowering.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the power.
Oh, empowering. Yeah. Yes. I feel like an empowered man right now. I feel like an empowered woman right now.
Okay.
It's empowering. Can you hear those sort of subtle sort of background voices, you know? Just kind of, I don't know, that's neat too. Anyway, great choice. Hey, I can see why that'd be your number two.
Right.
Yeah. Racing Hero. Okay, well, now it's time for my number two. Okay, my true number two. You ready for this?
Let's have it.
Number two, Bounty Sword. I just crossed over on myself.
Wow.
No, it's a different track from Bounty Sword.
Okay.
So, different than the one that was my number four, which was Main Theme. This one is called Western Comrades. And, you know, I didn't really want to... I wanted to have different games for all my top five, but I just... You know, I discovered these two tracks this last year, and they were in the top five. I thought about it, and I just thought, hey, this soundtrack has two tracks that are in my top five. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You know? Western Comrades. This is from composer Kohei Tanaka, and it's a Super Famicom game, Bounty Sword. And you know that number four, that main theme. I mean, that was good. It was really good. This is even better, I think, because it's just so good. The way it has some really interesting dissonance in it, and it's a really beautiful track. Actually, I love it. All right, here it is: Bounty Sword, Western Comrades, number two. This is Western Comrades from Bounty Sword, music by Kohei Tanaka. And just a wonderful piece, I think. And also, parts of it sound a little bit kind of like a diarrhea situation, but but you don't end up having diarrhea in the
right.
end. You know, a little right. bit. This right here is where it gets so good right here. I love this. love this part. This part's just exhilarating right here. And I love the Glockenspiel or whatever, that it's so good. You know? The bells. Dun 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 dun. I love how it's sort of it's playing this sort of counter melody and then it joins the main melody, you know? That's so good. This is where it starts to get a little diarrhea-y, a little bit. Upset stomach, but upset then it turns out it turns out to be okay in the end, yeah. Right here, it's getting a little intense. I love this. I love that right there. I love how it's sort of, there's this dissonance there. It's just great. This is a great track. I love this track. It's just so good. It's just so, it's really well composed, you know? I mean, this part right here, though, this is just where, but the drums and everything and the bass comes into. Listen to the instruments. Yeah, the digga digga diggas, you know? That's so good. Let's just isolate that real quick. Listen to how well composed this is with all the instruments. Well, anyway, it was mainly that part that I wanted to hear of it. Anyway. All right, one last. I just love how that motif or whatever is employed throughout the track, you know? Dun, 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 dun. That's just neat. That's really cool. What a great track. Really, what a great track. Could have been my number one, but something else beat it out, though, for me. But that's just a great track. Anyway, that's my number two.
Now it's time for Super Uno.
Yeah. Super Uno, huh?
Skeleton Crew.
Okay. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I guess the way that you were sort of listening to that last track from Bounty Sword,
yeah,
and the way you said, oh, this is a good track.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost thought, uh-oh. I thought maybe you were going to, it was going to be your number one, I thought.
No.
Yeah. Was it a runner-up?
It was honorable mention.
It was. Sure. Wait. Oh, mention your honorable mentions.
Well, I had that one, Pro Move Soccer was another honorable mention.
Yeah.
And another Skeleton Crew track is an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
But that one I was considering putting on the list.
Uh-huh.
But I liked the other tracks.
Right.
For my list, I thought they were a better fit.
Uh-huh.
Opening theme for Skeleton Crew.
Okay.
Is something that, man, I can't get enough of. I just cannot get enough of it. Nathan McCree.
I thought you were going to say Nathan's speakers. I'm sorry, once again. Or something like, wasn't it Nathan? Someone
I forget
Nathan?
His name, but I think, yeah. Yes, to every user whose speakers were
damaged during that episode.
The use of Skeleton Crew. I apologize, and I salute you.
And just be careful about this next track.
skeleton crew.
Yeah, it's like Halloween.
It's just so good.
Michael Myers.
You don't think that track could be part of our daily routine?
I don't want it to be part of our routine.
No, well, I'm just saying we came up with all these other soundtracks, and I thought maybe squeeze that in between.
I don't know. In between
lunch and an afternoon nap or something.
It's too scary.
I wanted. Speaking of, a little scary. It was. I did a set at Ground Control.
Yeah.
And it's going very well. I'm going to do another set coming up in November.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to work at an angle so it'll be every second Thursday, but for sure this track made the set. The Halloween theme set.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so you did it already?
Yeah, already happened.
And did people dance to this?
Not to this, but it's just more spooky to set the spooky tone.
Right.
For Halloween.
Right.
You understand?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. So did you do all scary tracks?
I did a lot of scary. I did about 30 minutes of horror themed games and scary sounding music.
Uh-huh.
And it's good. It's just, I think people were terrified.
What were some other tracks you played?
I think people were terrified. People were terrified. I threw some Splatterhouse in there.
Oh, did you?
I had some Castlevania, of course.
Uh-huh. You had some Hello Kitty World? No, just kidding.
I also wanted to mention to you about this kid that I introduced the Sega Genesis to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Comes into my chair, you understand?
Yeah.
For a haircut.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting his hair, and he sees the Sega Genesis, and he says, "What is that?" And I said, "That's a Sega Genesis."
Wait, how old is this guy?
12, 13 okay. years old. Around that age.
Yeah.
I said, "Have you ever heard of a Sega Genesis?" He said, "No." I said, "Do you play video games now?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What do you play?" He says, "I got a PlayStation. I play Madden. I play FIFA."
Uh-huh.
You know these games?
You asking me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they've been around since the sure. Genesis. I mean, they started on the Genesis.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what you told him?
Well, I have the very first Madden, and I have the very first FIFA.
Yeah.
I said, "You play John Madden football on your PlayStation?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Let me show you something." So I go into the box where I have my games, and I pull out the John Madden football cartridge. It's uh-huh. green with the yellow Electronic Arts tab that all Electronic Arts yeah. cartridges had.
Uh-huh.
I show it to him. He's not impressed.
Do you say, "This is the original Madden"?
No, first I just show it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I wave it up in the air so he can see that it says John Madden football.
Yeah.
He's not impressed.
Yeah.
I pop it in. I say, "Oh, he's about to learn something right now. I'm about to teach this youngster."
Yeah.
I turn it on. The EA logo comes on, and he doesn't recognize it because it's the old Electronic Arts thing. It's not the EA Sports. It's in the game. That's new school.
Ah.
So the John Madden theme song comes on. I start the exhibition game. He starts laughing. Laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the graphics, well, it's not the Madden that's on. I don't even know what edition Madden they're on right now. GameCube, what Madden are they on now? Something like 16, something like that. Yeah, I think he said 16. A touchdown is scored by one of the teams in the demo.
Yeah.
And one of the football players starts dancing because they do a touchdown dance.
Yeah.
When you score a touchdown. And he starts laughing and he said, "What is that?" I said, "What do you mean, what is that? That's a touchdown dance." I told him, it took a team of 10 engineers to work on that touchdown dance. You show some respect. And he started laughing. And then I didn't realize in the Madden game, there's no crowd. It's just black.
Oh, okay.
And he said, "What happened to the crowd?" And I said, "Crowds weren't invented in 1990. They didn't have the technology, man." And he said, "Man, this game looks bad." I said, "You watch your mouth. You watch your mouth. Because of this game, that's the reason you're able to play on your PlayStation now." That's the exact reason. So
you respect your elders.
I was a little firm, I think, but it was not unwarranted.
Uh-huh.
Because the young whippersnappers you have to keep them in line.
Uh-huh.
And I feel I'm doing my duty. Duty.
Yeah.
Duty.
That's number the two. Bounty sword, yeah.
By keeping the Sega Genesis in the shop.
Yes. Now, do you think he went home with any kind of lesson learned or with something? Did he take anything home with him?
Well, besides...
Do you think he reflected and thought, well, maybe I should check this out?
Besides an outstanding haircut, I think he took home a little something to think about.
Uh-huh.
Just thinking, the next time he pops in that Madden CD, DVD, whatever, the disc he pops in.
That laser disc.
They use HD DVDs now.
Yeah, yeah. Next time he pops in that flash drive.
Right. He's going to think twice, and he's going to say, you know, I think that barber was onto something. And I think he's thinking, if it wasn't for that team of engineers working so diligently, I might not be able to play Madden right now. I might not be able to enjoy this. I'd be playing, I don't know, somebody else's football.
So it was an enlightening experience for him.
Yes. Haircuts and history lessons. You get it all when you come to my spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very good, Rob. Very good. You know what, Rob? From the Legacy Music Hour, I salute you.
You know, coming
just
from...
Just doing your part.
All right, coming from a mate like you, that means a lot. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. All right. My number one. Ready for my number one?
Let's have it.
Okay, hold up. So, we have heard... All right, so what did we hear so far? We had... Okay, I'll give you my runner-ups, actually, right? My runner-ups are... this is not in any order, but Energy Breaker, Wind That Whips the Wilderness.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
You know that one?
Yes, that's so good.
Uh-huh. When I say runner-ups, I don't mean these were possibly second place. I mean these were honorable mentions. I mean these would have been in 6 through 10 probably, you know. Although you know what, I find tracks that I really well. Anyway, yeah, these would have been 6 through 10, okay, and not in any order. Okay, so where you were considering that, is that an honorable mention for you?
I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
So Energy Breaker, Wind That Whips the Wilderness, Tengai Makyo Zero, Far East of Eden, the Overture, that was another one, and Wizap.
Wizap!
Ankoku no O, Promise to Again. Those are some of my honorable mentions, okay? But now it's down to number one. This is a track that I had listened to the soundtrack before in the past, but I don't know, it just didn't register. I didn't register, and I didn't really hear this track until this year, and I heard it on the VGM Jukebox, hosted by Legacy Music Hour's own Keyglyph, and frequent VGM karaoke contributor, San Gabriel, Sentimental in San Gabriel. This is a track that should have been played on the podcast years ago because it's kind of, I don't know, it's sort of more well known, I would think. But it's from the game Metroid 2, Return of Samus for the Game Boy. And it is the main theme, also titled Surface of SR388. And this is music by Ryoji Yoshitomi. And for me, this track is just, I love it. It beat out all the others. There's something about this track that is so, it's hard for me to describe, but it's so nostalgic in a way. And I don't know, it sort of just has a just a certain sound to it that just really hits me in a certain place, and it's hard to describe what it is. But let's check out the track and I'll talk more about it. So this is my number one, Metroid 2, Return of Samus, surface of SR-388, the main theme, music by Ryoji Yoshitomi. This is music from Metroid 2, Return of Samus, music by Ryoji Yoshitomi. This is the main theme. And just something about this track, I really just love this track. Something about it is just really nostalgic to me. I don't know what it is. It's everything about it, though. It's just the composition and also the sound waves that are being used, or in the way that they're being used. I don't know. Something about this track is just good. I love how the drums kind of kick in a little bit there. I mean, it's pretty slight, you know. It almost sounds like a punch, almost, like a little Game Boy punch.
It sounds like Revenge of the Nerds when he's playing the violin at the talent show.
Oh, uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah, song? I do remember that, yeah.
Right before that.
Actually, that's a good track, actually.
It's a great track.
The Revenge of the Nerds track, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The violin part, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's a good part of the track.
But this is something that...
Yeah.
Before the rapper comes on.
Yeah. I realize there's a different part to that. It changes. I think there's like an extra voice or something on the next time it does that, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. That's my top. That's my number one track of the year. And so good, this track. All right, so anyway, this is that's our top 10 Best of the year in review. Top five, I mean.
Top ten, 10 tracks total.
Wait, here's that extra voice that's in this part. So yeah, that's it. That's our new year. That's our countdown to the new year. Now we're, it is in the new year now for us. So, okay. Well, anyway, for a partial track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. We'll just only be listing the closing track there because, you know, so it's a surprise as to what the top five are. And you can email us with questions or comments at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a buzz, 281-SONIC-91.
And you can also comment on at legacymusichour.com on the episodes and create discussion about the episodes. You can also do that on Facebook as well. There's a Facebook page for Legacy Music Hour. You can also go to iTunes and rate and review the show if you haven't done so already. Or, you know, or if you feel inclined at all. And if you like the show, that is. And I think that's about it. Anything else to mention? All right. All right, so we'll be closing with... we'll be closing with a track from Dragon Ball Z Super Butoden 2. This is for the Super Famicom. This is music by Kenji Yamamoto. And we'll be hearing the ending track. And this just had a kind of closing. It just seemed to fit appropriately. It just has a nice sort of ending sound to it. You know, it seemed like the way to close a top ten, a top, you know, or best of episode. But this track is new to the podcast. Here we go. Music from Dragon Ball Z Super Butoden 2 ending. Music by Kenji Yamamoto. Our engineer is Gabe Castro. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob Eswich.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.